everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you guys. All of the birthday wishes from last Wednesday was quite amazing. We had such a wonderful time here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Amazing guests. This week is no different. It's always a celebration here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat because we never know. You just never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today, we got my girl, Darlene McCoy. We have Renita. Blake Healy today. We have Portia Hoover today. We got her. We got my girl, Gina G, with the Trinity. I'm so excited about today's show. And we have... we got so many people. Santia Track Baby Deck, we got her. We got Tiffany Black, she's in the house. We got her live today. Who else we got? We got so many people. I said Blake Healy already. So we got a lot of people coming. It's going to be a great show, great interviews today, great information. Just tune in, tell a friend, tell everybody. You know you can follow us also on the BBSRadio.com. You can go on and download the app BBS Radio. You also can go on Alexa and you can say on Alexa, Gina's Radio Chat. It'll bring you right in. You can go on Google and you can say, hey, Google, play BBS Radio at station number one, and it'll bring you right on. So no matter where you are, you can always tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. That's why I'm so excited, because that's what helps us become one of the number one talk shows in the world. And I'm so thankful for all of you listeners, all of the support that you've been giving us. It's been amazing. We're streaming on over 110 live networks, including iHeartRadio.com and iHeartRadio's podcast. So we're on continuously all the time. We got the archives going all the time. So that's why the numbers are so high. And I just thank you guys for tuning in and passing on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat to your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers and family and everybody. You guys just rock. Me and Gina G really appreciate all of the support. Also, I want to go right into this because we got a full show, so I'm not going to take much of your time. Today in the D.C., it is partly cloudy, 45 degrees right now. Your high today in D.C. is 52. We was expecting rain, but I'm so glad we've been having pleasant weather. In Detroit, you are 25 degrees. You got sunshine. That helps a lot because that's cold. Tomorrow, you're waking up to 12 degrees. Well, you're going to go up to a little bit. Right now, you're 25 degrees, but today, coming back today, you will be at 30, but again, you're waking up tomorrow to 12 degrees, so please be ready for that. I know you guys know what you're doing. Let's see, 70 degrees and cloudy in Jacksonville. Your high today is going to be 79 degrees. You got some rain coming tomorrow, so be prepared for that. London, you are 46 degrees right now. You're going up to 48 degrees. That's going to be your high. You're waking up to 37 degrees tomorrow, and you have showers coming, so be ready for that. Los Angeles, you are 57 degrees right now. That's kind of chilly for you guys. 70 degrees is your high today. All sunshine, of course. You're waking up to 53 degrees. Let's see. Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are 54 degrees and cloudy. Your high, that's your high today, actually. You're waking up to 28 degrees. You got some snow flurries coming your way, which is so unique for you guys. Miami, you are 81 degrees and you are partly cloudy. That's some good weather. Let's see, 66 degrees and clear in South Australia right now. And you're going to wake up to 60 degrees tomorrow. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees and your high is going to be 64 degrees. You're waking up to 48 degrees. Puerto Rico, you're 75 degrees and you're sunny, mostly cloudy towards the end of the day. And Portugal, you are 45 degrees right now. You got some rain coming, and you're waking up to 40 degrees. Okay, so be ready for that. We're going to take a word from our sponsor, Earn, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment. Okay, we'll be right back. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion. or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. Since we got a full show, I'm not going to take much of your time with ministerial moment. All I want you to know, you guys, be encouraged and know that transition also means that it's going to be some reflection on yourself. Some things you're going to have to delete. Some people you're going to have to separate from. It's just going to be a transition. All of these things is a process for you to go through so you can make better decisions. A lot of times we don't realize that we are actually in familiar ground. We are so familiar with situations, places, and things that will stay a lot longer than what we should. So I want to encourage you today is instead of blaming yesterday or anything that was done to you, and I understand trauma happens. We talk about it all the time here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I understand that. But in this time, God is moving so mightily and got something so big for you right now in this season. And this is not a cliche. This is, if you know kingdom language, you know that he's tugging on you real hard right now, because it's something that he's releasing in the atmosphere for you. There's a manifestation that is happening in your life through you to fulfill your destiny and fulfill your purpose on this earth. And to do that, there's going to be some substance work that's going to be done within you. And to get substance done work done in you, you have to, by him, you have to allow yourself to surrender to him, to trust him. God, I had this conversation this morning. The word says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean out onto your own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That's Proverbs 3:5. Let me explain something to you. I love that scripture. That's my favorite scripture. I love it. But I realized that subconsciously I left out trust in the Lord with all my heart. So I would actually accomplish things and not be trusting God, because I still had subconscious or conscious issues of the reality that who I really am, and not that what I do, but who I am. Until you understand the substance of who you are, which is really the substance of the Father within you, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the effects of the Holy Ghost, of the blood of Jesus, you won't understand exactly not what you do, because even with what you do, you'll put limitations according to your limited understanding. But when you start understanding the substance and allowing him to produce the substance and make that substance so powerful, I'm talking about the substance may not be seen for everyone's view. God gave me a view of a iceberg. And for those that don't know, that 90% of an iceberg is down below the sea level. You can't even see. Most of the time, the bottom part is bigger than the part that's on top. And so people only see what's on top, but they don't really understand the wealth and the body of what's going on underneath. So God has really been ministering to me about that. And I want you to be encouraged that you're not alone. He's doing a work on everybody. We all on the operating table if you let him. But I'll tell you that when you come in agreement with trusting him, and when you walk by faith, true faith, he can increase that thing when you trust him, because there's no limitations. There's nothing withholding you from trusting him. And as long as you're trusting him and you're believing by faith that nothing is impossible and that you can do all things, you'll excel past the job. You know, it's more than just being an author. It's more than just being a personality. It's more than that. We are all created to make a difference in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our states, and in our nation and continents and world. We are world changers, life changers. So I want you to be encouraged by that. and know that God is in control and has the final say. He is already predestined everything that he's already, everything that's manifested. So it's not that his word is going to return void. It's actually about us living to the fullness and joy and peace and love and faith and trust. Those are the things that we have to do that work to do, to receive it, to accept it, and to move by his spirit to live it. So I just want to encourage you about that today. And that's been Venastorio Moment. I don't have a lot of time because all of our guests are on right now. We got Tiffany Black. We got Darlene McCoy. We got Blake Healy. Up next right now, we're going to interview Darlene McCoy. Welcome. I mean, this is my girl, gospel artist. I mean, Stella Award winning, syndicated gospel. I mean, just syndicated gospel radio personality, but she's also a minister of the gospel. She also hosts all kind of events, and she's just got a lot of stuff going on. And I'm just so blessed to have you on with us, Darlene McCoy. I want to play your song because you have a new project out, and it's called what is the name of the song? Jesus. I just knew what it was, Lord Jesus, because you sent me a different song. Darlene, come on and introduce yourself. Walk. Thank you, producer Doug, because she got a whole project out. So this song that we're going to play is called Walk, and I'm so excited to play this. And then we're going to talk to Darlene McCoy. Just stay tuned and listen.
Shackled by excuses, watching everybody fly past me, feel helpless and useless, been losing way too long, I lost my faith in me, how can I go on when this is all that I see? Then you came along, show me what I had in me, told me pointing fingers.
No.
All talk but very little action. Won't change the conclusion. Been losing way too long. It seems you've lost your faith. You can't keep lying there, hoping something will change. Jesus came along to point this out to you. You're already strong. This is what you should do. Take up your bed and walk. Take up your bed and walk. Take up your bed and walk.
He said, take up your bed.
Take up your bed and take up your bed and take up your bed and walk. Yesterday wasn't fair. Some things were not your fault, but you survived, thank God. And with each new day comes possibility and brand new mercy. But winning is your responsibility. You gotta walk. Take up your bed and
Darlene McCoy.
How are you doing?
I am fantastic, girl. Listen, I'm looking at the information. You got Jesus was electric, so I want everybody to go and get all of that.
Eclectic.
Jesus was eclectic. Go and get that. Go get Walk. Go get all of that. You were performing live. You had already performed live at Atlanta City. You got a lot of other events coming up. You are the first African-American woman to be syndicated on a nighttime gospel radio show. 6 million listeners is heard in 51 cities, and it's on Radio 1. Tell us how all of this got started, girl, with you being a syndicated radio personality.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a lot, because it all started with me being an artist. I was an artist actually singing my gospel music, but the sound was so R&B, they had me on the R&B chart. So I actually was on an R&B station's concert ticket, and I came, me and my band, and performed, but the program director for the R&B station is the same person as the one for the gospel station, so... You know, he wanted to talk to me about getting into radio, and, you know, I did a little weekend show with Canton Jones for about a year, and wow. The midday position came open. Yeah, the midday position came open, and they started interviewing people for it, and they wanted me to sit in while they were interviewing, because I told them I wasn't even interested in doing radio at all, because I was doing, you know, my thing as an artist. But it ended up, you know, I was landed there to do that situation for as a midday host. And then Radio 1 made some changes and opened the door for another syndicated show. I had no idea that they had any thoughts of me being, you know, in that space, because I was actually about to move to L.A. But they said, no, we want you, you know, to do the national syndication. So all I have to say is it's been God opening doors. You know, in my life, in my career, in my ministry, and I'm just having a good time. That's all I can say.
Oh, wow. I mean, and I'm so glad, because it shows that you're having a good time, actually. It shows that you're, you know, free in your stance and your faith and your belief. And I love that, because me seeing you and knowing you and have met you some years back, you're breaking the stigma of what church looks like in 2020. Tell us about that.
Well, I just think that everybody has the opportunity to break stigmas, because we are God's people. We shouldn't be in a stigma anyway. One thing about it, God was never in a box, and neither should his people be. I believe that God put a stamp of approval on every design that he made, and every human being has a design. And if we could just align with authentically who we are, it will give God glory for us to be who we are.
I mean, colorful, right? Creative.
Yes, absolutely. Colorful, creative. And then even if God has called us to be stoic, and whatever it is, if it's who you are, it's who you are. But for me personally, you know, I had to come out of the religious bounds that I was placed in, because I felt like I peaked out. I peaked out. I've had a lot of church all my life. I worship all the time. It's a part of my lifestyle. But there's more inside of me than going to church and doing services and preaching to people. There's more inside of me that I could be giving. So it was about going in and cultivating your gifts and going in and offering your gifts and understanding your gifts and then moving in them. And, you know, I just believe that there's, like, doors will open when you're walking in your authenticity.
I believe that's so much, too. I believe that so much, too. Yeah. And that was brings me to this title of this song that I have on record and file, Jesus Was Eclectic. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I can. So Jesus Was Eclectic is a concept that I have, and I will have several EPs that were released from Jesus Was Eclectic.
Oh, I love it.
Because he was. He was not, there was not one class of person that his glory couldn't touch. Mm-hmm. There was not one class of person that he ever, when he walked the earth, that he discriminated against. Mm-hmm. He didn't discriminate against anybody. People expected him to, because he was the son of God, the religious expected him to discriminate against people because of their lifestyles. But Jesus was not that. And the word eclectic means just that. It means global. It means multifaceted. It means international, universal. That's what it means. It means everybody. And Jesus was eclectic. So with this project, this first one is decades. Basically, what I did was I took a lot of the narratives from the scriptures and people that had encounters with Christ, and I put music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. I just put, you know, these narratives with music, and as you just heard, Take Up Your Bed and Walk, that's the 2010s decade. That's a current sound, but that story is about the man at the Pool of Bethesda.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. That, yeah. So, because some people don't know, and it's biblical. It's a story in the Bible. Mm-hmm. It's a real story. Everybody, mm-hmm. go ahead and talk about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, you know, and each one of the songs is a Bible story. But one thing about Take Up Your Bed and Walk, this man at the Pool of Bethesda for 38 years, he was paralyzed, and he sat right at a pool, which was supposed to be a pool of miracles. And what would happen was apparently an angel would come down and stir the waters in that pool. And people were getting miracles just by getting in the pool. But he, being paralyzed for 38 years, felt like he needed someone to pick him up and put him in the pool. But the thing that blessed me most about this story, Dr. Gina, is that though he was there for 38 years, when Jesus came to him, Jesus spoke to him first. Because I believe that he was stuck because he had accepted his paralysis as his handicap, that he could never see a miracle until someone helped him. And Jesus looked at him and said, but will you be made whole? And then he told a paralyzed man to take up your bed and walk. So it spoke volumes to me about even me. I mean, it ministered to me because I've been stuck for a long time thinking that I needed somebody's approval, thinking that I needed somebody's help, thinking that I needed somebody's money to walk in the things that God had for me. But all I had to do was believe in myself as much as Jesus believes in me and just walk, take up my bed, get what I got, and go for it. So that's actually the testimony of not just Jesus Was Eclectic, but my label, Araxi Entertainment. I take up my bed and I walk.
I love it. I love it. Before you give your social media to everyone, because we're going to play your music in rotation, I'm so excited. I love I love walk. I love it. I love it. And it's so encouraging, and it's could touched and reached everybody. But I wanted to just say this to you. Ever since the day I met you, I love your spirit. I can see the work that God has done in your life. I can see the joy you have, and the fact that you are humble enough and appreciative to God. Like, I see your personal relationship with the Father. I actually see you as his daughter. And I just think it's such a beautiful thing. And it's such a beautiful situation. I love how you love on his people. I love how you are unapologetically not judgmental. When I say that, and I mean that, like you said, God has delivered you from tradition. And you know, the church tradition, rather, and you know, sometimes it could be kind of judgmental, and I can just see God has delivered that, so you have eyes to see through the heart of the Father, and it's just such a refreshment to me, and I'm just so glad to know you. And not to mention that you are just breaking so many barriers. You are literally, God has raised you to be a trailblazer. People talk about, and there's no comparison to me, but I'm just saying, people talk about how Wendy Williams has broken so many barriers and things like that, and I love that. But to me, when I look at my sister in the kingdom, I feel like you are the greatest example of a public figure in such a capacity of a radio personality, and I want to say thank you, because we are watching you. We're watching you for inspiration. Ooh. We're watching you for encouragement. Girl, don't make me cry up in here. But I just wanted to tell you that.
You got me crying, sis.
I just wanted to tell you that. You got us watching you, girl, and you have longevity, and you've been doing it for so long, and I'm sure it wasn't easy, but you know, you have been consistent, and I just appreciate you, and I just wanted to tell you that personally. I truly appreciate you.
Thank you, sis. Girl, you are blessing me so much. It really, it means so much to me as a sister to hear that from a sister, because there's nobody that understands our struggles like we understand our struggles, because we have the same challenges. We're Black women, and we're Black women in media. We have the same challenges. We face the same demons. We are conquering the same giants. So to hear that, I want you to understand, I embrace you, and I thank you so much. You have no idea.
And now to make you laugh, I think that's why I was twisted over my words, because producer Doug told me the name of the song, girl, but I think I was so excited and just so blessed by you coming on, because I can relate to you in this arena, you know what I'm saying? And just to connect with you and be able to publicly give you your flowers right now, I just feel so honored, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just overwhelmed with emotion with you being on today.
Wow. Well, I thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
I'm delighted. You know, I couldn't wait. I was like, when I get to do your show?
Well, I love you on. I love you on. And you're always welcome. Anything you got going on, you know, I know you got organizations, and I wish we had more time, but I want you to be able to feel free to call me up anytime. You're always welcome. You know, there's no restrictions here whatsoever, so we can have you on all the time. Anytime you want.
Let's listen. Absolutely. We'll make it happen, sis. I love you, and I thank God for what you're doing and for the ministry that you are spreading across the airways. You are one bad chick. I don't know if they done saw you in person. She bad, y'all. Listen, she out here.
I love you, Darlene. Tell everybody where they can follow you. Gotta follow her, y'all. All over the world. All over. We everywhere. Sweden, y'all need to go on and download the app. Tell them about the app and everything where they can follow you.
That's right. Listen, I'm on everywhere digital music is sold. Jesus Was Eclectic, Darlene McCoy. But follow me on Instagram at Darlene McCoy. And that's DarleneMccoy. Follow me, and as I follow Christ. And
amen.
That's so churchy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, girl.
Praise the Lord. I love you, sister. Have a great day.
Kisses across the airways, girl. Love you.
Love you, too. Okay.
All right. We got to keep it moving, y'all. We got Tiffany Black on. Then we got Blake Healy on. Then we got Santia on track, baby. Okay, let's get started. We're going to skip through the commercials because we don't have no time. And then we got Gina G with the Trinity. So we got right now Tiffany, because she's getting ready to do something right now with acting. And she's going to tell us about it when she come on. Tiffany Black from Stuck With You on UMC. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sister. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Girl, that's the California word. Are you in California?
I'm in Cali right now, yeah, but I'm headed back to Atlanta. I go back and forth, so yeah.
That's my favorite word. Fantastic. Okay. You are on because you have done everything. You direct, you have, you act, you now you're in Stuck With You. Tell us about this Stuck With You series that's so hot right now.
It is. So it's written and directed by Patricia Cuffey Jones. She's absolutely fabulous. She came from the theater world, and this is her first show on UMC. And I met Patricia as a writer. So when she called me to ask me to audition for Stuck With You, I was just like, I wasn't under the impression that she had seen my work, but she had. She saw me on this show called Love Is that was on OWN. So she asked me to be a part of it, and I've been excited ever since. Like, she has such an amazing cast. So many people that I've watched over the years. So for me, it's just an honor to be amongst these folks.
Oh, wow. And so with that, I mean, you guys had the premiere last week. Tell us about that. I mean, it was a red carpet event. You guys were doing it out there. You and Patricia and everybody, Tammy and AJ Johnson, everybody. What was going on?
We had a fantastic time. So the Pan-African Film Festival is located in Crenshaw. It's like, it's black owned. It's at a black movie theater. It's very, it could not get any blacker. And that's what we want. We want to be amongst our people. You know what I'm saying? We want to be amongst our people. We make content for our people, so we take it directly to them. So for me, that is always the most amazing thing. I know a lot of people, you know, they want to be a part of these super big film festivals that are just, you know, in different cities. But for me, it's always great to be amongst my own people. So I love the Pan-African Film Festival. I go for some reason or another every year. So this is my first year actually having work in it, and that was super exciting. We had a red carpet. We had a premiere, whole theater packed out with people, and we had a Q&A. So it was just, it's really just a big celebration of this art coming into fruition. And I know for Patricia, it had to be just an amazing moment to see your words actually come alive on such a big screen, because it is on a streaming platform. You can watch it on your phone, on the app, or on the computer. So to see it, like, you know, on a jumbotron in a movie theater, that's a very different experience that I think we take for granted, because we don't go to the theater as much, because we can just sit home and watch movies on Netflix all day. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, tell us a little bit about your character. Just a little bit about your character. What can we expect from her?
So my character's name is Tisha, and basically, I work with the lead character's husband, so Tammy's husband, Timon. And if anybody has seen any of the previews, I'm doing my best not to spoil anything, but I work with her husband, and they have a very complicated marriage. They are still together and posing as being together, but they're obviously facing their challenges. And as I grow closer to him by working with him, some feelings start to blossom. So what you get to watch over the course of season one is what happens with our relationship and just how we grow closer together as friends.
That is so great. I'm looking forward to looking at it. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Yes, I am on Instagram at Tiffany Blackness, and that's probably where I am the most. But I'm on every social site, Tiffany Black. You should be able to find me.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tiffany Black, my sister. Hopefully I catch you in California. Are you going to be there next week? Because I'm going to be in town next week.
I will be back for next week. You are? What are you coming out here for?
I'm coming out there. I got a couple appointments, girl. I don't know. I'm going to see what moving and shaking I can do in California. But I'm going to call you when I'm in town.
As you should. The NAACP Awards are coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. So if you're around for that, you know, there's a lot of events going on, a lot of people to meet.
Ooh, that's good to know. Thank you. I'll be following up with you with more details about that. Thank you, and blessings to you today with what you're doing right at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, listen, we got to move right along, because right now we have Shanita joining us right now. Track baby, what's going on, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sorry about the delay. Full show, power pack. But listen, I'm so glad that you're a part of it, because you are a powerful sister, honey. Tell us about how you got into football. First of all, let me tell you, I have followed you. Your workout regimen is sick. I couldn't even keep up with you. I was like, okay, I gotta silence her for a second on Instagram, because she put me to shame. And then I was like, wait a minute. Then I peek. I ain't gonna lie, I would peek. And then I was like, dang, she is thriving. But then you have motivated me to keep going. And I'm telling you, it is no hate whatsoever, girl. You are doing your thing. Tell us how you got your first track, then football. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So I actually started off with running track. I ran track from 6 years old to about 23, and I'm 28 now. And so once my track career had ended because I got injured, I was actually training for the Olympics at that time. But I ended up getting injured, and I ended up hanging up my track cleats because I just had been through a lot with track. I was injured every year, so I just kind of felt like that was my sign that that was kind of a wrap with my track career. So after I finished, I was looking for something to kind of replace that. I guess that void that I had was not, you know, not competing anymore. And I found flag football, and I went to a practice, and I mean, the rest is history. I did really, really well. I broke a lot of records. I made the USA team. And then I got recruited by a rugby coach. And so I ended up playing rugby for a little bit, not really knowing much about it at all. But I was actually training for the 2020 Olympics for this year, but I got injured. So I had went through like a small depression. To be honest, it's about 2 to 3 months. And I remember in that moment, I was just, you know, just pretty much surrendering to God, because I was really, really lost at that point. You know, when you're an Olympic hopeful and your whole life at that moment is training for the Olympics, and then it just comes to a end abruptly, that's hard. It's trauma. And so whenever I was crying my soul out, I just said, God, you know what? Whatever you have for me, I'm here. I give you the reins of my life. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I remember, it's about 2 months later, I got the call from the WSLA to play football, and that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, my God. Well, I am so happy for you. I remember when you had a fitness DVD. You have encouraged so many women, especially me. I felt like, because I was older than you, and I was just, I can't keep up with her. But you are so amazing. I wanted to do all the stuff you was doing so bad. You know how, well, you probably don't know. So let me explain to you how people that think they can do stuff, but their body and their mind just don't seem to go together sometimes. And you like you can think you can do certain things, but your body can't do it. So I tried to do a lot of stuff you was doing that my body just couldn't do. I was like, I can do that. And then I tried to do it, and I couldn't do it. But I swear, I have been watching you, and I just find you absolutely fascinating. And all your hard work has just literally paid off. You got men that's literally, like, I mean, just obsessed with your work ethic. You know what I'm saying? And just knowing that it where it came from, people don't understand that a lot of success comes from, you know, pain, like, or, you know, trauma or disappointment or depression. And girl, I mean, whatever you've been through, you have like laid it all out on the field, on the track, and just you're just a beautiful young lady, girl. You're just gorgeous. And I just am so excited. I know that they've, you know, you're now on a team, and you're the highest paid female football player. I mean, what an honor. What do you think about that kind of, I mean, looking back at your life now and where you are, how do you feel about that?
Man, to be honest, I mean, it's still very surreal for me, because I just came from a place where I was used to disappointment. When it came to, you know, my, you know, sports, because I was always that kid that worked really, really hard, but I just didn't quite get there. You know, I would make it to a certain point, but I could never push past, you know, a certain point of, you know, achieving whatever it is. And, you know, I was used to, like, you know, just training really hard and then ending up, you know, with really nothing in the end. And so for this to transpire the way that it did, and I always say this reminds me of the little meme that you might see on Instagram, where it's like a little kid holding a teddy bear, and God has a huge teddy bear behind his back, and the kid is like, I don't want to give my teddy bear up. This is all I have. And then God is like, well, I have something bigger for you. And that's kind of like how I felt, you know, in that moment, because it's like, man, I've been working, and nobody knows how much work that I put in since I was a child. You know, when I say child, since I was like 6 years old. And to really finally see, you know, the fruits of my labor, all I can do is just thank God every day and just honor him in everything that I do, which I've always done. And so I just hope that my story inspires everybody or anybody, somebody, to just not give up on their dreams. It's been a long, long, long time coming for me. And, you know, I just kept fighting. And, you know, I'm here, you know, you are so extraordinary
dope. I'm sorry. I mean, and any man and any woman that's an athlete, they cannot ever deny that. And I'm just so thankful that God, it's just, you could tell that there's just a supernatural favor on you and he's given you supernatural strength. You are strong. You are wise. And most importantly, sister, you are healed. You know what I'm saying? God has delivered you. And that is such a testimony in itself. And just even just the fact that you give him glory every time you step out there. I mean, even your confidence, and for with all that you've been through, and that the fact that you have this confidence, girl, you put some brothers to shame, honey. But I just love it. I love it. I adore it. And I just want nothing but more, more, more for you. I want love. I want more doors to open for you. I mean, it's literally an anointing for you to change lives. I mean, even when you hang up your cleats and, you know, you settle down in it a little bit, there's so many lives that you're going to change, so much more inspiration that you're going to release. So I just want to just say, God bless you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I really appreciate that.
Well, listen, we got Gina G. She's got something to say. I know, because I've been trying to get Gina to work out with me, and I'm tough. And if she think I'm tough, honey. Now, Gina, listen, we're going to go to Atlanta and go hang out with Track Baby on that field, and she going to work out. Look, and you're going to have to suck it up and take it.
I seen Track Baby in some heels, okay? Up the stairs, I don't know if I'm messing with don't Track Baby, I'm gonna leave that all.
Oh Lord,
girl, you been doing it in them heels. I was like, oh my God, wait a minute now, Beyonce, where?
Oh my goodness. Y'all,
like,
well, thank you.
Well, we got nothing but love for you, girl. We love people just, you know, that's despite whatever you've been through, picking up yourself and going on and letting God do what he got to do. And you are just a fireball, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. And congratulations on your success. We will, Gina and I and all of the listeners here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, we're going to be looking and watching you. And you know what? Yeah. Now that I done just came to the grip that I am 51 years old, honey, I'm a go on and let the youngin' go on and have it, because I could not.
Look, age don't mean nothing.
Well, when I come to Atlanta, I mean that now. With me and Gina G in Atlanta, I'm a call you up now, and all we just want to do, we give us 5 minutes of your time. We'll meet you at your workout, okay? And we won't even bother you. We'll be on the sideline, and we'll just be trying to do what you're doing and let you do what you do.
Okay, look, I'm gonna hold you to that.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at trackbaby001 and Twitter at Santia_deck and Facebook at Queen of Abs.
All right. God bless you, sister. And I'm watching. We both watching you, girl, and we cheering for you all the way through, okay?
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
And don't forget to post your games and stuff. Well, I know you will, but so we'll be, you know, because hopefully we'll be in the stands watching you one day.
Yeah, for sure. My first game is actually for my exhibition season is in May. This May, May 6th in Vegas.
So oh, in
you guys
Vegas.
Know I'll post my schedule. Yeah, it's going to be in Vegas, so it's going to be a good time. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted on that. So I'll just tell everybody, watch my page, because y'all know I post everything.
I'm watching because I just came to terms that, you know what, I got to let you have that. And you're just good at what you do. Super extraordinary. God bless you, sister. Track Baby, y'all go follow her. Love her so much. We just love you, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
You are so welcome. Now we got to go. Listen, Gina, we had a full pack today, but we got Blake K. Healy on right now.
Yes.
We need him on for spirituals, because this man right here with this book called Indestructible, oh my God, he's talking about fight your spiritual battles, and you know the devil be busy from the winning side. And I love that. He says fight your spiritual battles from the winning side. Did you catch that, Gina?
Winning.
Yeah, you on the winning side and still fighting, though. Let's talk about that. Hey, Blake, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry about the delay. Thank you for holding on with us. We really needed some of your conversation right now. Tell us about Indestructible. Tell us about this brand new book you have out.
Yeah, so this is actually my third book. And my first two books are a lot about a big part of my testimony, which is that I've seen in the spirit since I was very young. So ever since I was a little kid, I've seen angels, demons, and other spiritual things. And, you know, this book was really birthed out of seeing so many Christians, so many people going through different kinds of spiritual warfare under spiritual attack, and realizing that, you know, that's not the way that God has designed us to live, is feeling, you know, living in defeat, living under attack, that, you know, Jesus won absolute victory on the cross. And so this book is really about how Jesus is inviting us in to live out of absolute victory, and also just sharing a lot of stories of things that I've seen, of the ways that the enemy kind of lays out these different tactics and traps to try to trick us into, you know, living less than what God has provided for us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love it, because a lot of people don't really know how to live, though, even though they're on the winning side. How would a person know that they're on the winning side when so many people feel that even though they're accomplishing so many things, that they're still battling and losing within? How do you explain that to people? How can they really walk in being a winner?
Yeah, you know, some of it for me, you can see it best sometimes when we go through trials, when we go through hard times. One of my favorite stories, and you know, this one's in the book in more detail. I had a friend of mine who was in the middle of going through a divorce. You know, he was really trying to reconcile things, and his spouse was just, you know, not wanting to go there. You know, just kind of was done. And he I remember he came over to visit my wife and I, and he was, you know, sharing us about what was going on. And he said, you know, as we're going through this process and trying to keep working on it, you know, see if we can reconcile, I just want to, you know, ask you and your wife to speak into my life, connect with me, hold me accountable, you know, and I'm asking these other people to do it. And I remember, you know, looking in the spirit and seeing this demon following my friend around. And, you know, this demon wanted to bring so much bitterness, so much anger, so much, disappointment, fear. There were so many bad things that the enemy wanted to bring in through this circumstance. And in the weeks and months that followed, as I would meet with him and he'd meet with other people, different pastors and whatnot, I watched time and again as this demon would try to attack, try to make him bitter at his wife, make him frustrated, make him depressed, all these different things. And, you know, but I watched as my friend pulled his community close, as he pulled on his friends, as he pulled on his church leadership, that literally the enemy couldn't touch him, that he was walking through, even though there was pain, even though there was hardship, it wasn't escalating to that next level where it was ruining his life. He was actually in the middle of this season growing. He was thriving. He, you know, and by the end of the process, you know, this one even in some ways didn't have a happy ending. They ended up getting a divorce. But he was able to walk that through with God, so that he came out genuinely and truly on the other side of that season, healthier, closer to God, closer to his community than he was before.
I love stories like that. I love testimonies like that. I think it's inspiring and inspirational. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize, Blank, that when God calls us overcomers and victors and warriors and things like that, I don't think they really understand. Because it took me a while. You know, God has shown me some angels and, you know, see spirits, demons, angels. And I've seen battles in the spirits and things like that through visions and dreams. But I don't think, you know, people realize, because we're in the world and we're of the flesh, that we're really supernatural beings, and that God's whole intention was for us to live, move, and have our being by the Spirit. And I love your message and your testimony, because it's so kingdom. You know what I mean? It's so kingdom, and it challenges people to really allow God to just pull all that's already in us, because once we give our life to Christ, right, he dwells within us, right? And so because he's so power and so majestic, and so, you know, just everything, I mean, that's in us. So we should be able to understand that, because he's in us, it's not, we have no limitations. We have no limitations, would you say? Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, totally. Yeah. And you know, part of the core message of the book is just understanding what kind of battle we're fighting. That, you know, the Bible over and over uses the metaphor of the you know, war between the enemy and God as being a battle between light and dark. And, you know, light doesn't have to fight to defeat darkness. All light has to do is show up. And so the battle is not about whether the enemy is going to win or whether the Lord's going to win. The battle is about us choosing to turn the lights on, to invite what God has given us into our life. And so, yeah, the book is just full of stories about that.
I love it. You got to go get your copy. It's everywhere books are sold. And Blake, please tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Yes, you can follow me on my personal website, blakekhealy.com. You can also find me on Facebook. And once again, that's just Blake K. Healy.
Love it. I love you being on. Again, thank you for your patience. You guys go and get his book, Undestructible. You need to go and get this book. Blake K. Healy, he is a best-selling author. You need to go and purchase it right now. Fight your spiritual battles from the winning side. We are speaking it into existence right now for you that you are a winner. Okay, so come in agreement with that. All right, Blake, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you now. All right, Gina G, and then we got Portia Hoover. Portia, Gina G, we regulars on here. So we had to give the guest the courtesy. Yeah, we regulars. So we had to give the guest.
Of course we do.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about them spreading the good news. Portia, you got some entrepreneur tips for us. You know, Gina G and myself, along with millions of people that's listening right now, we all got some kind of business going, girl. What kind of tips you got for me and Gina G and everybody else?
Hello. You guys,
hey.
Okay, so hi. Well, you guys, not only am I an entrepreneur and not only do I give people tips on their business, but I also show other people how to make money that's trying to start a business. A lot of people want to be entrepreneurs. They may not know how. They may need that extra money to do so. So today I want to talk about what a penny could do for you. Say
okay.
Penny. Like
what a penny. Come on now. A penny, Gina.
One penny. So a lot of people don't know about brokerage accounts and trading and things of that sort. I have had the opportunity to introduce over 800 people within like 3 weeks to a month in creating a brokerage account. Okay. So right now, what I have been showing people how to do is to take a penny and turn that penny into $100 a day. Okay. Into $100 a day. And I know a lot of people are like, what the heck? What does that mean? So, no, you don't have to know anything about trading. You don't have to know any of that right now. What I'm doing right now, I'm showing people how to take a penny and share with other people and show them how to get free stocks through a trading app. So you can actually get up to $1,400 in free stocks. I have made close to $14,000 in a month. From just, and I didn't do it. I actually did 10 cents. I actually did 10 cents. I thought I did a penny, but I did 10 cents. So for just a few pennies, you can turn that into money that you need to start a business, or you may need inventory for your business or whatever it may be. But this is an opportunity for you to make money. And then, like, you're not working for anybody, so you're still getting your entrepreneurship on, you know. that's what I love about it. I'm always in the wings of making money, creating lanes, taking advantage of opportunities and doing those things that some people may be afraid of because they've never done it before. So I'm like the poster child for free stuff. How do I get some free money? So
we need to be calling Portia every week. Forget once a month. We need, me and Gina need to be calling you on a three-way conference call because you're making $14,000 in a day.
I'm so serious because a lot of people don't know. And I'm like, especially when I have time, like I am the poster child for free apps, free money. I'm the one that'll go out there and do it. You know, because a lot of people are afraid because we're so used to doing things of what we're taught. We're doing things to tradition and things that we were raised. But we live in a different world, guys. We live in a different decade. And when I tell people what millionaires and billionaires are giving out money, you better take it. And that's exactly what's going on right now.
So you could be living anywhere, Portia, and get this. You could be living anywhere, California, anywhere, and take advantage of these opportunities.
Yes. Anywhere, you can be living anywhere and take advantage of these opportunities.
So let me ask you a question. Do you find that people don't, do you find that people are too prideful to maybe, you know, do the things or ask, you know what I mean? What is the problem?
Exactly,
or is it that we don't know, or is it just, is it pride?
People,
what is it?
Yeah, you know, and it's so funny because I did a video about pride and talking to people about that. A lot of people are prideful. They don't want people to know that they may need money. At the end of the day, everybody wants and needs money. I don't care. That's why you still have billionaires out here grinding, because they want and need money. And that's why I tell people, listen, if you see me out here promoting an app or promoting for $15, $10, whatever it may be, $1, $2, $3, $4, I don't care. Give me more. I'm going to take it. You see what I'm saying? Because you have to realize, if I'm saying that I want to make $500,000 this year, who am I to put to shun an opportunity? If you're shunning opportunities, you have to realize that sometimes blessings come in the form of opportunities, but so many people keep shunning their blessings that they can't get it.
Wow.
God is saying, like, if you be faithful over a little, he'll make you ruler over much.
Wow.
So you have to realize that and know that everything, because I'm going to tell you, the first time I promoted something, it was like $15 per referral or something like that. At the time, I was making like $90. So I seen the opportunity in my face for like 2 weeks. And I was like, what am I going to do with that? That's $15. I make $90. But I had been praying, saying, I want to make $15,000 a week. And I want to make it with this company. I didn't make it. I made $18,000 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
With the free app that I promoted a couple years ago.
You hear this, Gina?
Girl, you know I'm listening. You know.
You have to take advantage of things. People feel like if it comes in large numbers or whatever, they like, I can make $100 a day. Oh, no, I don't believe it. No, it's being done. I'm doing it, and other people are doing it. So I'm the poster child. A lot of you guys probably don't know me. But follow my social media. See what it is that I'm about. Look at the testimonials of
Tell them where. What's the social media?
You can find me on Instagram.
Yes.
At Portia_Hoover. I'm on Facebook, Portia Hoover. You can go to my website, PortiaHoover.com. You can text me, 704-621-4144.
You heard what she said, Fred.
I mean, because I've seen you posting stuff, but I didn't know what it was. But now I know.
Girl,
and it's so money. Yes, it's go and follow money. Her. Portia, we got to have a private conference call with you, child.
Yeah.
All right, Portia, thank you so much always for your segment, child. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. God bless you. Okay, Gina G, you got the trending tea. What is it for us, girl? Gina G with the trending tea. You got the trending tea.
We go get some money with Portia. Let me just trend that tea real quick. Let me tap off my tea with some honey and lemon, because we about to get some money with Portia, okay? Anyway. I know we ain't got a lot of time, but so I'm going to keep it just so short and sweet, because you know I can. I just want to let y'all know, just send your condolences, man. We lost three people within the last 24 hours. Good Time star Jeanette Dubois, she died at 74. Then we had, I don't know why they say this lady is the Boys in the Hood star, which it kills me, but she's been in a few other movies, but we're going to say Boys in the Hood. Esther Scott, she passed away of a heart attack. And then we had some a young rapper. I don't know him, so y'all got to forgive me now, because I'm not up on the rap game. So not on the rap game. But Pop Smoke, who was only 20 years old, was killed in a home robbery invasion. So,
what?
You know, I don't know. But listen to me, y'all have to, we have to stay prayed up. We have to keep him first and give him all the glory. And it is just like, between that and Kobe, girl, and it's just too much going on this news feed. There's stuff going on, of course, with Dwayne Wade and his son wanting to be considered as a her. That is a big, huge topic that's going on. I wish we had more time to dig into that. And get people's perspectives. But it's just so much going on. But I'm going to just tie it up with saying just love on your loved ones, you guys. Allen Iverson and Dwayne Wade, there's a touching video on the Shade Room about them hugging. You know, just Kobe's death is bringing people together and waking people up and realizing, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So hug your loved ones. That's all I got because we ain't got no time.
Oh, my God, but that is so good. I love all of that yes. because that is a lot of topic about that. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about that whole thing, about how can a kid know anything at such a young age.
Yeah. And,
you know, then you got some people, it's like, we don't listen to our kids enough. But anyway, Gina G, tell everybody where you they can follow you and where you at. You had a show right now, right? You got like 30
seconds. I am. I will be in Miami this evening, you guys. If you are in Miami area, come on out. The information is on my Instagram. It's Gina G. Too funny, Gina G, the number two funny, you guys. Just go ahead and reach out and follow my sister because she also does a lot of things. So follow her as well.
I'm Gina R. Prince on Instagram, but I'm deleting a lot of people because I'm going through a purging season, so I'm not mad. I just want authentic, you know, followers. I want people that, you know, to follow me from the show. And you guys have really helped a lot with, you know, building up our social media and stuff. So we just really appreciate you so much. Listen, we got to go. We had a good big show right now, but we got to go. Thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends. You don't never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, we loving you. Bye-bye.
You do. Bye-bye.
I love you.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole.